Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
It's pretty scary. Everyone else has cancer, not him. Not people that you care about or know.
I just caught up with Roman Loyola, old friend from Tech TV, and now he's the reviews editor at what was formerly Mac Addict. You're now Mac Life.
Now we're now Mac Life. After 10 years of being an addict, we realized it was just a way of life.
Time to get a life.
Time to get a life, exactly.
So what do you think?
I think it's pretty cool. The iPhone, I think it exceeded my expectations in terms of the interface. You know, touch screens are always kind of touch and go, so to speak. And the way it worked seemed to be smooth and better than I expected.
I was hoping you'd tell us a little bit about the processor, but it looked pretty fast. I mean, there's a lot of power in there.
It did look pretty fast, especially when he was scrolling back and forth, and it seemed to, the processor and the graphics seemed to catch up with what he was doing. Yeah. Although he didn't do any, like, really precise.
Yeah, but cover flow is a tough thing to do.
That is a tough thing to do, yeah. So,
I mean, he said there was a lot of custom silicon, and I believe it. Obviously, yeah. They've got a graphics engine in there.
It was curious how he emphasized the number of patents. I've never seen that before in a keynote.
Well, we were just talking about Andy about Anako about that, and he said it's basically Apple's way of saying, back off, suckers.
Yeah, and I'm a little surprised that they stuck with the iPhone name. You know, I don't know how that.
I don't. Yeah, they might, because Linksys has that, right? I mean, what's the deal there?
I'm not an IP lawyer, so I don't know. I guess how that kind of copyright stuff works.
It is the best name for what that is, though, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I can't think of any other name, and you know, it's been like called that for over the past year or so. So,
were you surprised that OS X was the operating system?
No, I wasn't surprised. I mean, I think there were rumors going around and already that there was going to be a mobile version of it. And it does make a lot of sense. I'd be curious to see, you know, how full that OS is. Is it a full OS or is it a knockdown OS?
Well, and how easy it is for third-party developers to put stuff on there.
Right. And, you know, the other thing I was wondering is, you know, is there what connectivity with a PC, you know, is.
Looked like iTunes works both Windows and Mac, and it does pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, so. Those kind of things, you know.
Although iTunes on PC doesn't know anything about contacts and calendar, so that's going to have to be enhanced.
You know, if I'm using Outlook on Windows, will I be able to get my contacts onto that phone?
Were you surprised to say anything about Leopard or iLife 07?
I was actually just talking to an Apple representative thinking, well, maybe they didn't cover that stuff just so they can focus on iPhone stuff. And they told me, nope, this is it. So I was very surprised that there were no iLife or iWork updates. You know, I was expecting some software updates because they traditionally do that around this time of year. So, especially because I'd like to see more iWork updates. I think iWork could be a good suite, but I think they need to do some more stuff to it to make it more robust. And the rumored spreadsheet, especially since I saw some of the stuff that Microsoft's going to be doing for Office, you know, that directly is aimed at the stuff that iWork does.
It almost looks like Apple's moving away from the computer space and into the entertainment content space.
Yeah, they're Apple Link now. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, it'll be fun to see. A guy from Apple told me when I said to him, what do you mean there's no more software stuff? He said, hey, you know, we still got 11 months in a year. So I'm just kind of.
There'll be more announcements.
I guess there'll be a lot more announcements than just this.
Roman, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having
me. And we'll look for you in Mac Life. I'm glad you got a new name.
Thanks.
No longer an addict.
No longer an addict. So.
Take care. It's good
Great.
To see you.
Thank you.
I had no symptoms at all. The physician who was doing my flight physical found what he thought was a small lump on my prostate.
He'll fly in today, be treated this afternoon, and fly back tomorrow morning.
It's pretty scary. Everyone else has cancer. Not him. Not people that you care about or know.